This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, February 10, In the Stillness. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 46. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy place where the Most High dwells. God is within her. She will not fall. God will help her at break of day. Nations are in uproar. Kingdoms fall. He lifts his voice. The earth melts. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress. Come and see what the Lord has done, the desolations he has brought on the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and shatters the spear. He burns the shields with fire. He says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord Almighty is with us. The God of Jacob is our fortress." When we ask children to be still, our goal is that they stop talking or crying and listen to what we have to say. Sometimes we must stand and shout this with authority, and other times we can just cradle them with a gentle shh. In this psalm, God is using both an outdoor voice and an indoor voice to assure his children that there is nothing too big for the Lord to handle. We need not be afraid, regardless of the surrounding chaos, because God is right there with us in times of trouble. He both lifts his voice above the uproar, verse 6, and draws us close with the quiet whisper, "Be still, my child, I am here." There are days when the pain level is so high, the disappointment so deep, and the fear so crippling that we can lose sight of the God who is our refuge and strength. Desperation can drive us away from God, and we can find ourselves craving his commanding, large, and in-charge presence, along with his intimate words of assurance. When Jesus' disciples cried out to him in the midst of a raging storm, Jesus stood up, rebuked the wind, and told the waves, "Quiet, be still," and all was calm. Mark 4, verse 39. What do you need Jesus to calm in your mind and heart? Pause for a moment and hear him inviting you into the stillness of God's presence. Pray with me. God, you know our every thought and how we let our worries crowd you out and take over. Please still our racing minds and draw us close with your assuring embrace. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.